Remnants of Hurricane Ana are lashing the Pacific Northwest today, the first time a storm like that has hit the region in decades. Carl Parker is a meteorologist and hurricane specialist for the Weather Channel, and he's with us now. Carl, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, now this is being called a zombie storm because it's not a hurricane. It's not even a tropical storm anymore. It's lost its name. It's lost its structure, but it's still got some power to it, doesn't it?
Well, yes. What's happened here is you've got an extra tropical cyclone that has basically absorbed what is left of Ana. So you've injected a great deal of tropical moisture and warmth into the system, and that actually makes it a good bit stronger. And so it's got some of the DNA from Ana, and that is what's affecting the Pacific Northwest right now, with some stronger wind and certainly some heavier rain. It's not among the very worst of storms that hit that part of the country, but it certainly is a healthy storm.
And it has been many, many years since an ex-hurricane hit that region.
Yeah, what's interesting is that we do often see this transition from tropical storms to extratropical storms, or tropical cyclones will be absorbed by extratropical storms. That happens quite often, as a matter of fact, in the Northwest Pacific. Typhoons make their way across the Northern Pacific and eventually come down into Alaska. We see the same thing with hurricanes in the Western North Atlantic, which come up across the North Atlantic and then can move into the UK as very strong windstorms. What's unusual in this case is that this was a central Pacific storm that affected Hawaii and then came well to the north, far more so than most do. And this is actually something that you'd expect to see a little bit more of in a warming world. The temperatures, for example, in the eastern Pacific have been above average by about 2 to 3 degrees centigrade. And that can allow these storms to stay stronger longer as they move off to the north, whereas in colder years with colder waters, you'd expect them to die off pretty quickly.
Well, and you mentioned Hawaii there. They've been hit by multiple tropical storms this year, and in a typical year, they wouldn't get any.
It's been a very difficult year in Hawaii, and there too we've seen unusually warm sea surface temperatures. And what has happened historically is that storms have had to come from the south and approach Hawaii, and that's exactly what happened with Iniki in 1992. This year we've seen storms that have approached from the east or southeast, and they've remained stronger, and that too is a function of the fact that the water is warmer, the air is not quite as stable as it typically is. It's a little more unstable, a little more conducive for the development and maintenance of tropical cyclones. And that's been at least a part of why Hawaii has been more threatened this year.
I see that Seattle this year has had 36 inches of rain so far, a foot more than normal. What does all this mean for our friends in California who are dealing with this terrible drought? Are they going to be getting more? Do we know if there's going to be more moisture, more rain this season?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It's very difficult to say at this point. We have been thinking that El Nino might begin to really get going. And oftentimes in an El Nino year, you tend to have a very active storm track into not only the Northwest, but also into California. And certainly they do need to see that this year. Whether that actually happens is difficult to say. We do know that the Northwest is going to get more rain in the next couple of weeks here. They're going to get a whole series of storms and what are called atmospheric rivers, these channels of high water vapor that come all the way from the equatorial waters of the Pacific. We know that that's going to be directed on the Northwest, but whether or not we see that coming into California this year, this winter, and that in the rainy months, November through March, it's very difficult to say at this point.
Carl Parker, meteorologist and hurricane specialist for the Weather Channel. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.